AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Frigid cold is nipping at New England. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry.
Below zero through much of Maine, back into New Hampshire, even back into Vermont, eastern New York State. And when I say below zero, anywhere between zero and as cold as 10 to 15 below zero.
The cold settling in after the region's fourth winter storm in a month blew through Sunday, piling another foot of snow on top of six-foot high mounds in Boston. Meanwhile, forecasters say a winter storm could bring snow to parts of Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Georgia. Crews at Dulles International Airport outside Washington are working to restore normal operations. A burst water pipe in the airport's control tower triggered an alarm, forcing an evacuation that's resulted in the diversion of some flights to other airports. Egypt says it has launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya after the extremist group released a grisly video showing the beheading of several Egyptian Coptic Christians it held hostage for weeks. AP correspondent Joseph Kraus reports a spokesman for the Armed Forces General Command announced the strikes on state radio.
This marks the first time that Egypt has publicly acknowledged intervening militarily in Libya, where it has viewed with great concern the rise of several Islamist extremist groups and growing violence over the last several months.
The Ukrainian government and Russia-backed rebels are accusing each other of violating a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. Proposed rules will open an era in which small commercial unmanned aircraft, drones, perform routine tasks like crop monitoring, aerial photography, inspecting bridges and cell towers. Michael Drobeck of the Small Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Coalition says the FAA is proposing a sensible approach to certifying commercial drone operators.
It's only going to be a written knowledge test about the airspace, and I think that's a very good step.
This is AP Radio News. A romantic Hollywood leading man from the 40s and 50s has died. Louis Jourdan, who starred in Gigi and Madame Bovary, has died at 93. CBS News anchor Scott Pelley paid tribute to 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon Sunday night. Simon's story on Ebola treatment was featured on the broadcast.
Bob Simon, our colleague and friend, whom we lost this past Wednesday in a tragic car accident. In a 47-year career reporting from every corner of the globe, Bob set the standard for CBS News.
He called Simon both a model and an inspiration to his colleagues at the network. 60 Minutes will devote its full hour next Sunday to Simon and his career. Audiences were more than curious to check out the big screen adaptation of the racy phenomenon 50 Shades of Grey this weekend. The erotic R-rated drama sizzled in its debut, earning an estimated $81.7 million in its first 3 days. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.